Today, the soaring prices of food in Nigeria is quite worrisome. Right now, most households are unable to feed 3 square meals. That appears to be a luxury to so many people. The prices keep rising every day, and I'm asking you how you are surviving, how you are coping, and what measures you believe should be in place right away to mitigate the suffering being faced by Nigerians. I run you by some numbers. According to the National Bureau of Statistics, as per April this year, stating that the aggregate average price of 43 food items across the country increased by 26%. Also, we've seen issues around security. Insecurity is a better way to put it, affecting farmers being able to farm. As per Sala, and we're still in the Sala mood, there's still a holiday today, prices have gone off the roof. Prices totally went off the roof. A lot of people simply killed a fish. I mean, if you can't kill a ram for 400,000, you just kill a fish, right? Or you kill pomo, you kill whatever you're able to afford, right? Now, food is a basic necessity for human survival. And the NBS did a study and summarizes for us that 60% of household expenditure in Nigeria is spent on food. 60% of all the money you make, you spend 60% of it on buying food. Now, as of 2019, total household expenditure in Nigeria stood at 40 trillion naira, out of which 22.7 trillion is spent on food alone. So if you're spending so much money on food, then, and the prices are rising, I'm asking you how you're surviving, especially as a salary earner. This month also, the Lagos State government came out with some numbers and said that Lagosians spend about 50% of the beef produced in Nigeria is consumed in Lagos. Okay, also that Lagosians spend about 4.5 billion naira on food daily. So if we're going to break that down, let me do a quick calculation. Let me get a calculator, because we've got about 20 million average people in Lagos. So let me see how much you spend per day. So 4.5 billion, that's a lot of money. 45. This is 4.5 billion, right? It's how many zeros? Yeah, divided by 200 million, 200,000, 2 million. By 20 million. So this means that each person spends about 225 naira per day. Is that so? Is that how much you spend per day? 4.5 billion. Is this billion? Yes, it is. That's too high. Do the math for me and tell me what you got. 225 naira per day. Is that what you spend per day? So the prices are skyrocketing. The places where you could, I'm really hungry, let me just spend, 500 naira and quickly buy food, sharp. You can't do that anymore. You can't buy food at that. I mean, that's going to fail you as an adult. So what's happening with the children? I don't know if you're bothered, but I am bothered. I am very bothered. All right. 0700-993-993-993. The makers of bread are also planning to go on strike. Price of water has skyrocketed, of course, because they need diesel to produce, and diesel is now about 1,000 naira or more per liter, and so on and so on. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers 01465-7190. We're streaming on Facebook. That's Nigeria Info 99.3. Same on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3. You can also join on WhatsApp. It's 08095975805. All of those platforms. Female callers, you have a line, and that's 01465-7190. Let's talk. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Morning to you, sir.
Thank you. Food.
Yeah.
Women, they try. You know, my wife used to sell foodstuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we eat from there. I don't know. And that woman was so good. Anything food, she said that, don't worry. But now that she's no more there, and I had two big boys and a girl, just three of them. You see the taint of Gary? Besides, they don't reduce a bit of beans. Besides, don't reduce.
Even kilo of fish and chicken now, be like the thing don't reduce. Because
croaker, two croaker fish. The woman said 3,000 naira. Munia, auntie, this man only yes. After much pleading, she gave me for 2,000. You see, egg. Hello?
I'm with you.
Egg. I don't cancel egg from our dining, whatever.
Wow.
Then bread. I don't know when I eat bread last. But I can't go for one thing. Those kids.
Okay, your line is gone off. Bread is now about 1,200 naira for a big loaf, and that's just overwhelming. Now, the National Bureau of Statistics, 3 weeks ago, specifically on the 22nd of June, gave us a selection of prices of food. So listen to these and tell me if that's the same thing now. They did an assessment of food prices as at May. Now, selected food prices watch report for May showed us that the average price of 1 kilo of white beans rose by 37.2%. So it is now 524 naira 70 kobo per kg as at May. 1 kilogram of yam increased by 37.87% and is now 372 point whatever. Month on month basis, the average price of a 2 kg prepacked wheat flour rose by 34.92% and is now 1,016 naira thereabout. A bottle of palm oil increased by 42.81% from 593 to 847 naira. Average price of 1 kg of boneless beef rose by 34.11% and has gone up to 2,229.59% from 1,513.43. One bottle of granite, that was when I even knew that something is doing us. It was a bottle of granite now. Well, this report says that it has now gone to 1,040.88 naira, showing an increase of 47.99% compared to the 703 naira that we used to buy before on a month to month basis. So here we are. We've not talked about tomato. And some other things. I heard that I wanted to buy tomato. I just borrowed myself sense and said, wait, let them finish salad. Maybe the price will come down. Because now a crate of tomatoes is... and I can't buy a crate. Like, what am I going to do with... So how are you coping? What are we going to do? Someone suggested on the first half of the show that everyone should start planting, no matter how small. And he absolutely reminded me of a cousin of mine. She's in Ibadan, by the way. She took sacks filled with sand and planted yam and potatoes and vegetables. Maybe that's what all of us will have to do. Your corridor, you look for sacks or a plant box or this lovely stuff, and you should be, the yam will be growing inside. Because man, what else are we going to do? 700-993-993-993. Good morning. Hello
Wemima. Good morning, ma.
Good morning, welcome to the show. What's
Thanks
your name
for the good job you are doing. This is Mrs. Egbailo from Molodia, Papa.
I'm glad to have you here.
In fact, Wemima, I've never seen this situation before. This situation is so bad. There was a day my children asked me, they said, Mama, what happened to Milo and Danu? I said, it is no longer there. Let's manage with what we have now. If I want to say 60%, it's more than 60%. It's even 100% that goes for food. When Buhari said he's tired, we cannot wait for him to go. The situation is tough. Nigerians are dying of hunger. It is bad. God bless Nigeria.
Bye-bye. And we've not talked about gas to cook the food. So I have a habit when I go to stock up the house for the month, I have a list of things I buy, right? Some every month, some every 2 months, and besides the other things. So I have a list and I write the price I bought it. So when I go back to buy the next month, I'm comparing with what I bought the previous month and my mouth is always open like, what? But I bought this thing at so-so-so price just last month. And they're like, well, that's what the market price says now. Now, analysis zone by zone basis. The Southeast recorded the highest average price of brown beans at 834.93% per kilogram, rather, followed by the Southwest at 579.09 naira per kg. The Northeast recorded the least. That means the beans is cheaper there at 295 naira point 20 kobo. The lowest price for prepackaged wheat flour was also recorded in the Northeast. Be like all of us who make all of us migrate to Northeast. That's where food is the cheapest now. Let's pack our bags. So let's pack our bags and start going. I'll start reporting from there. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Welcome, ma'am. What's your name?
It's John Collins.
Welcome.
These 7 years, it is so sweet.
Wow.
I really feel for my brothers and sisters out there. I just pray that God should help us in this country, because I don't want to say it's so hard.
Hmm.
It's so sweet, enjoyable. Thank you.
She's a faith. All right. Thank you so much for calling. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling.
This is Mr. Gbenga. Welcome.
Welcome.
I have information for Nigeria. When a cat look at a king, a conscious leader will give his citizens good governance and lay good foundations. As our president lay good foundations, he said he's eager to go now for Nigerians. When Nigerians are telling him that what is happening in Nigeria is not okay, it's people will be talking Nigeria is okay. Look at the food hike now that you are talking. You went to market. Look at all the prices you are talking there now. Who can afford it? Even though sawa scale, it's 600 naira. They are buying the half kilo. Not full kilo. A full kilo is 1,002.
Wow. Of what?
Sawa. You know what sawa now?
That the full kilo used to be 200 naira.
You are talking.
I remember there was a time I really liked to use it to make, this water stew. Yeah, or moi moi to scatter it. The kilo used to be 200 now.
It has gone up to 1,002. So, when people talking, what Nigeria needs is food to be on their table. Nigeria, we are patient people. We are not like other countries like Afghanistan. Nigerians, we are telling our leaders this is what they're supposed to do. When Nigerian government have announced 1990 that Nigeria will be doing their oil position later, will be refining outside the country. That's when I say this country has got to mess.
Thank you very much for calling. Very passionate there. Good morning. Hello. Sorry about that. Please call again. After this one, I'm heading to WhatsApp. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome. Good morning, sir.
Yeah. Omenka John.
Welcome.
I think we should stop putting the whole bulk of the blame on the president.
Yeah.
Raymond, about a week ago, I traveled all the way from Abuja to Lagos. I saw Nigerians in uniforms and in different kind of, representing different kind of local government. You know, these smaller trucks and what you call it, these J5. They carry foodstuff from the north to the south, like tomatoes and all these perishable items.
Yes.
If you see the kind of money they charge them, even soldiers, policemen, and we are busy blaming government when our own Nigerians are the same people, extorting these innocent men who are trying to bring food down to Lagos or probably the east or somewhere in the south.
Yeah, so I think that would explain the price hike. The price goes higher from southwest to the south.
How much did you mention for northeast?
Is the cheapest.
Can you imagine? We are because of our own problem and we keep blaming government.
Thank you very much. That means that I like the point he made. There's a bigger issue aside the lack and availability of food, is that the food coming here is also overpriced, because if it's 295 from the Northeast, why did it get to 800? What? 834 before it gets to the southeast in the same country. That's a problem he just mentioned. Security officials, different kind of people collecting money from them on the road. Of course, they'll calculate the money onto what you're going to buy. They won't be the one to suffer. That's why it will be more expensive here. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, Mimo.
Good morning.
Yeah, please, CJ, what I'm about to say, please listen to it. You see, Nigeria today is the survivor of the fittest.
Hmm.
You need to be a critical thinker and a good manager to survive. You talked about giving somebody money to rear some chicken for you.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yes.
Now, in Ogun State, look at what we are doing. As an expert in food scientist, what we are doing here is that there are some people that have land here. These Omolili are disturbing them. Some are ready to lease out the land. So what we normally do, we are planting cassava, harvest it, process it. Sometimes we do amala flour by doing a composition of it with a yam.
Mm.
So if you want to survive, even sometimes here in Ogun State, we have to get land. You can get land to people that can lease it for you for 3,000, 5,000. We plant vegetable Ogun, then we blanch it. Tomato, we blanch it. Pepper, we blanch it for survival. So you can even take my number. I can lick it
and
up.
So what I need to see, like you said, I'm collecting it for myself. Oh, I don't send anybody.
Yes.
It's survival of the fittest. Send me your details on social media because I need
Nigerians
to buy things for cheaper.
Nigerians are shouting. If you are waiting for the government.
Yeah. you're correct.
I'm telling you.
You're correct.
You need to be a critical thinker.
Right.
That's where I am now. We are planting a lot of cassava.
Mm.
And very soon, we are going to harvest it, get garri by ourselves.
Yeah.
Which is now why. We move from where I'm living to all the way to Owode.
Mm.
Get palm fruit, process it to get red oil for ourselves.
Wow.
This is the worst. If you want to survive in Nigeria today, you need to be a critical thinker.
Please send me a message on social media, Dakun.
Okay, all right, no problem. No,
thank you.
No problem.
So this is what I said earlier on. This is what I did, and you can take a lesson from that, is that because the cost of chicken has gone from 2,000, 2,500, 3,000 to about 8,000 naira, what I did personally, so I told someone who does chicken farming, you get. So I gave her some money to raise chicken for me. So in like 2 months, she raises like 5 to 7. So I pay her for the feed and for the, of course, shared. It reduces the cost because she already has a farm. So she buys them in the what do they call the ducklings? What do they call those small ones? And raises it for me. So it doesn't come to the cost that I bought it at the market. So yeah, you have to survive. You have to survive. You have to survive. I don't know how else to say it. Okay, I'm on Facebook now. Nadi Breeze says, I can't even afford to buy a 3 square meal for my family. The price hike is too much. Louis Akbomwo says, we're in trouble in Nigeria. On Yetukuma, in Nigeria, there's nothing like idiomatic expression in food prices. Joseph Oladunjoye, this Buhari regime is calamity and disaster. Emeka Okeke, talking without any solution. You've heard solutions now. Ngozi Chukwobasi Aguma says, I think the way out now is to try and gather friends or co-workers and buy things in bulk and share. These have been my strategy for a while now. Quite affordable, I'm sure you mean. Secondly, government should do something about extortion from motorists carrying foodstuff. They'll collect money from them all the way from the north down here. Then when they get to the major market in Lagos again, before they enter Mile 12, before they enter Mushin, they'll charge them again per truck. Before they bring all the provisions into Okeari, Shebi, you know these things, they'll charge them again for bringing food for people to eat into the market. They'll charge them. If their trucks stay for too long in the market, they charge them per day. I know. So that's why that's one of the reasons food is this expensive. Because according to this data, it shows me now that the food, when it comes from the northeast, is about 200. This is beans. We're talking about brown beans. From the northeast, at the northeast now, it is in the market at least 295.220 kobo. 295 naira 20 kobo. When it comes to the southwest, it becomes 579 naira 6 kobo per kg. That is, by the time it travels to the southeast, it gets to 834 naira 93 kobo per kg. Can you see? Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Anima.
I have a break coming up shortly, so let's talk.
Yes, food stuff issue
is it untalkable? I mean, I don't know the English when I do.
It's okay.
I'm telling you. As a woman, have you ever seen where they are selling a one butter for 2,500, 3,000?
Ha! Oh, in fact, I don't tire for that onion.
Onion!
Tomatoes. Oh my goodness!
Everything is set. Bread is like 800, 900, 1,000.
1,200 at my end.
In the suburb.
1,200.
Where did that happen? Where? And the, what I will tell you, I should stop police people from harassing people, bringing food stuff.
Yeah.
Either from east, west, or north. And the military harassing too. They should do the same thing.
Yeah.
They should stop them.
You're right.
These are the things that are making things successful with the market.
That's it. That's it. We've been unable to unveil one of the biggest problems that we have. So, aside the insecurity sending the farmers out, the ones that are still farming, for the food to even now get here, we've now been able to identify one of the biggest, the largest bottlenecks that we have. And that's the fact that there's extortion on the roads from security agencies. And I've seen them once when I was traveling, stopping these trucks. I don't know what deal they're having with them. Well, I mean, for bringing food for the people to eat. Why won't it be expensive now? All right. Idris Dada Oares says, Wemimo, do you know that a bag of charcoal at Ilorin is 2,000 naira? But in Lagos, it was 12,000 naira per bag. When you ask them why the big difference, they'll say it is transportation because they have to settle on the road. 2,000 naira, I guess the Lagos is 12,000 naira. Let me go on a break. I'll be right back. This is a Morning Crossfire. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. Stay with me. Don't go away. We are talking food prices soaring pretty high across Nigeria with a focus on Lagos and its environs. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni on the Morning Crossfire today. Happy holidays to you, by the way. But the prices of food is alarming. And I'm asking you, what's the shortcut you're taking? I'm really happy for those of you who are sharing how you're coping by growing your own food, by bulk sharing, bulk buying and sharing. Bring up all the ideas so the Nigerians can also find tips on how to survive. Because the way it's looking, it's not looking nice. It's not looking nice at all. 0700-993-993-993. Female callers, 01465-7190. If you're outside Nigeria, you can call me on Skype, and that's Nigeria Info FM. Facebook and YouTube, we're streaming live. You can leave me your thoughts there. And WhatsApp is 0809597-5805. I'm on Facebook now. Fidel Dash says, well, wahala deo wemimo. If the Nigerian president says he's tired, he should just resign. If Boris Johnson can resign, who is Buhari that can't take the bull by the horn? I went to the market yesterday. I came back empty-handed. You know that feeling when it's terrible. I don't know why I'm laughing. But you know that feeling when you go out to the market to buy stuff or to a store and you God help you if you actually went with cash or you had a budget of what you wanted to spend and then you go there and the prices are speaking something else entirely. Abby Amber says, I missed soaring prices. The middle class is feeling the crunch. As for the have-not, the poor families at the very bottom of the economic stratum, well, they're just hoping against hope for manna to fall from heaven. For these poor households, what used to be affordable quality food have become extremely few and far between on their tables. Aminu Dada Garba says the government is to be blamed for not taking proper action on all of those extorting money from vehicles conveying foodstuff to different parts of the country. Because you can't tell me that you don't know how excessively, exorbitantly they charge them at the major markets. Let's speak about Lagos. The government cannot tell me that they don't know that there's so much extortion going on. The local government are complicit. The local governments are complicit in this matter. And I'm thinking that it's high time citizens begin to have a thorough conversation with their local government leaders, with the market leaders, because they're there to serve the people. They can't just do what they want. Yeah, we have food insecurity, but it shouldn't be this bad. I mean, we've all agreed on that. So what are we going to do about it? That's another of my favorite questions. Adepiti Adeniyi on Twitter says, it's diesel they use for transportation and all the Owo boys at every stop. These are the things that add to the cost of food. Well, Okum Chinedu Raymond says, farmers are afraid to go to the farm. Let the government fight insecurity and you'll see the prices go down. Well, that's long term. How about we fix the short-term problems? Joy Forever says insecurity has contributed more because people can't go to the farm. Also, transportation and middlemen. Government is not in charge of anything. Coupled with the Ukraine-Russia war, you can't do anything with the Agbero. We can't do anything without Agbero and touts disturbing you. Let's check out YouTube now. John Omolaye says, well, let's just continue to hope and pray for a better Nigeria. I can understand the passionate call made by the other caller. Things are really tough. Emmanuel Ginikanwa says, a prayer without good works is a waste of time and energy. The Bible also states that clearly. It's long overdue to act. I'm now on WhatsApp. Friday from Ikorodu says, one of your callers says we shouldn't blame the government for everything. If a government cannot control the police, the soldiers and Agbero from extortion, from transporters and food marketers, who should we blame? What of diesel price, insecurity and so on? Everything is a function of government, but unfortunately our own government is clueless, cruel and careless. It used the three C's. Mohammed from Chevron says here, an average adult can spend on a meal is 500 naira. The average an adult can spend on a meal. Which food are you even buying for 500 naira? Is that in Lagos? What does it contain? I don't know. 1,500 naira per square meal a day. Like, does that, it's just something to hold one side of your stomach, I guess. You're saying now the farmers face a lot and they have to recover their expenses. Sure. A farmer will pay bandits to harvest, pay the farmers union, pay for transportation, pay for the people that will sell the goods in the market, and we expect food to be cheap. It can't. Our government really needs to look into this. Transportation alone is a challenge because the roads are not good, fuel is expensive, security men also charge a lot. Thank you, Mohammed. Felix Odogwu from Badagry says, for me, I'm tired of hearing all these things because nothing is changing. Well, you have to find something to change. Alex from Otter, Wemimo, there would have been problems with... Oh, no. We're not talking about the Muslim ticket again. The blame on high cost of food still falls on our leadership. Buhari has stayed too long at times, says Blackwell Ame from Ikeja. Wemimo, I think there are people involved in this fee collection. Because if you think of it, who do they remit this money to? I just told you now. You know why I know that the local government is complicit? You want to know how I know? Let me tell you. Now, the recent fire at the... What's this bridge that caught fire? People tell me now. Oh, it is my monologue. You can't respond. The fire at the... what is this bridge called? Oh, my God. Eko Bridge. Uh-huh. Remember that there were traders under the bridge. Are you following? When our reporters went there, the traders, when the government asked them to leave, they claimed that they were paying to the local government. Now, the local government officials came there too. They did not deny not collecting money from them. In fact, the land in that area is being regulated by them as well as the markets. Because actually, markets are under the purview of the local government. So, who you should be asking questions? Your local government. That's it. Hilary from Abule Egba Lagos says, I read your comment. Abu from Ojo says, including Agbero, 4 days on bad roads. It says, go and get your diesel. Go and get a PVC. Otherwise, we'll die of hunger and malnutrition. But meanwhile, do you know a bunch of leaf for Moimoi is not 500? Meogbo? You say, what? 500 have a leaf for Moimoi? Ha! Shiju is telling me here. 500 naira for leave to wrap Moimoi. Okay. Talkback from Ikorodu says increase in foodstuff didn't start from Buhari's regime. Go back and listen to Lake Shikiru Ide Barista's song in the 80s, as well as Kollington Anyila. Those are oldies, man. Says you know that it didn't start from Buhari. However, we are the architect of a problem, not the government. Okay, that's what you think. What's your name here? Israel from Lasotek Ikorodu said, I think the cost of this food is due to the transportation from the north. The road is not safe, bandits, security officials, extortion, and diesel is now almost 1,200 naira. You didn't tell me your name. What we're experiencing now is nothing compared to the wicked suffering that awaits us when the... wicked. Food is cheaper in the northeast for the following reasons. No long-distance transportation costs, over 300% rise in diesel, the security men that export. Yeah, I think we've all agreed on those points. My question is, what else do you want us to say again? I don't know. Is that a man closed all the borders except those in the north? They denied that. What are we even producing that will sustain over 200 million people? This border closure actually did not stop the importation of this food, but rather helped to escalate the price. It only enriched the custom officers on the road. I live in Badagry, so I know what I'm saying. Mazi David from Okwafo says. What's your name? You didn't tell me your name. You said you think we should stop blaming the government. We Nigerians are the problems of Nigeria. It was MVC said that increase in price of rice was due to importation. Policy on local production of rice was made, but there was little or no difference in the prices. The middlemen have flooded the food supply chain of the country. Little food producers, millions of middlemen, what do you expect? If you ask them, everybody will say they're trying to make a living. Mioleski from Akute says that this APC government has used 7 years to destroy Nigeria. What are they majorly after in power? What they are majorly after in power is just how to share money from the Nigerian treasury. Idara here says, well, Mimo, please share the food specialist man phone contact. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, well, Mom, my line dropped.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't hear you anymore.
I tell my daughter, I say, Mommy, you don't know how to price. He said, no, Daddy, things are more expensive now. I decided going to market myself, and I really had to. On Sunday, she bought a red oil, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just to cook a goofy soup. By the time I look the bottle, the thing is almost dead. Ah, Mommy, you didn't buy... He said, Daddy, that is fine. It was thin.
That's
3,600.
Hmm.
Although I can't use my gas anymore. I pack it up since my wife is not there because I don't want those kids to use the gas. See, you get.
Hmm.
Well, this kerosene, oh, 4 liter, 3,600.
Hmm.
I'm telling you. And somebody's making a giving soft landing to the president, so he's not president to blame. If president talks to the IG, you mean they don't listen? Look at what your boys are doing on the road.
Hmm.
Can you allow people to move freely? During Jonathan, all blame goes to this man. But this man turned. I don't know the love they have for him. The man is the most luckiest president. Too. Now, look at him saying he can't wait to go. You see what happened in Sri Lanka, right?
Mm.
The president, he ran away.
He said he will resign tomorrow.
Good. Mm. Our size is not helping us. This 200 million is not helping us at all.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, one thing to also note is that when a country has a crisis of this nature, I would expect that the government would be particular. This is where tax rebates come in, right? When companies are running underground and the government wants to save them, number one, they pump money into that sector. Number two, they give them tax rebates. So the government should be serious about stopping all of this extortion, allow food to move freely across the country. We can't do anything about Russia-Ukraine crisis, and it's not looking like it's going to end. But the problems that we have, insecurity is also possibly a long-term challenge. But there are short-term fixes that can fix food prices. And this is an emergency. This is a crisis. We're having a generation of children that their brains are not growing properly because they're malnourished. I mean, if you take away eggs, fish, chicken, meat off a child's diet, and beans now is not something you just wake up and vex and buy. So what protein are they eating? Even the carbohydrate you're feeding them is being rationed. They top it up with water. Families are feeding kids one or two times a day, children who go to school. What kind of generation are we raising? This is an emergency. It's a crisis. All right. I'm done. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, this is Alexander.
Welcome to the show.
Please, my dear Wemimo.
Yeah, I'm about to drink water because I had a vex. Go on, please.
Don't start, please. The problem is on our hands. But we refuse. May you refuse to take it on our hands. I don't need federal government. I don't know state. We don't need them. The people we need is the local government, as Lani said. All our problem is local government. That is the people that are accountable to me and my family. What are they doing with the money every week? They share the money among themselves. Let's attack the local government. Leave the federal state alone. That is where the grassroots start from. That is how we all can live.
what concerns me with the children, with police. But we refuse to tell ourselves the truth. It's the local government. You said it. When you said it, this is when I now pick up my father. This girl, this lady has an upstairs. We don't need all these videos.
Thank you very much. He said this lady has upstairs. Yes, I have upstairs, so very, very up. I'm not joking when I say you need to have thorough conversations with the local government chairman. They've got these units. There's a unit in charge of market, the ones collecting levies and tax. There has to be a rebate. Like, are we joking here? The monies they're collecting, by the way, what are they using it for? There has to be a tax rebate on food. You can't be charging people who are selling food. Let them bring the tomatoes and the meat. Let them bring it. Don't charge them a dime. Let people eat. Let people eat. Let people eat. I mean, you would think that's a given, but no. Stop charging them. I mean, stop taxing them. Leave them alone. Let them sell food. Let people buy food and eat. That's the basic. I mean, it's just basic thing. Anthony's on the line. Hello?
Hello. Anthony from the state.
Yeah, your line is raspy. Try again. Let me see if I can hear you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Just want to contribute for the food.
But yeah, please go on.
Yeah. See, the government, they are to blame. Because all these people, all these adults, they are giving them return. So they are speechless. So they have to blame the government. Just look at, even to buy some eggs you used to buy, you buy only 2 or 3 before. You will buy 80 naira, even 100 naira now.
For one?
It depends how you dig.
Yeah.
And for we, like now, I am a salary earner.
Yeah.
Seriously, it's too expensive.
Okay, your line is bad, but thank you very much, Anthony, for calling. We got your point. Good morning. Hello. All right, please call again. Hello. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome to the show, sir.
Yeah, Miss Jay, I'm calling.
What's your name?
Ayo.
Okay, please go on.
Please, I just want to say something. Somebody said about local government and you, gentle lady. You see, it is the local government that plans the budget of a country.
What has the budget of the country got to do with taxing people at the market?
Very good. You are not in what we call it, regional government, like we were in those days. So, all those things have to do with where we have the regional autonomous government.
No. I totally disagree with you. You have a local government. Are you telling me they are useless? Are they not collecting money at the market?
My dear sister.
My brother.
The fact remains that leadership is key.
Yeah.
If you have a good leader and a well-planned society, this happens. And because we don't have a very good leader. Somebody you are saying something this morning. How we have round pegs in the square hole? How do we lead work?
All right, thank you. You're so tiring, sincerely. You people can be so tiring. Oh. Like, what can I do? Okay, I'm just going to let you guys talk to the end of the show. Oh, man. Good morning. Hello.
Hello, Sonny. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, my name is Baby.
Baby?
Yeah.
Wow. Good morning. Welcome.
I'm calling for Sulu Lere.
Good to have you here.
So, my take on this is that it is obvious that people don't know what is really going on in this country.
Tell us.
You know, the population of this country is alarming.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think this is one of the ideas, the means to reduce our population. Because even when we are crying for something, they will keep on hitting it on our head. So I don't even know for this government whether they want to kill all of us with hunger and starvation.
I have a caller on Skype, Constantine. Hello. Are you there?
Good morning.
Good morning. Where are you calling from?
From Czech Republic.
From Czech Republic. Welcome to the show.
What we have in Nigeria is vice, vertically integrated corrupt enterprise. When you have a country that operates in this form of governance, it will be difficult at all levels, from the federal to the state to the local government, because they are all integrated together and they are all corrupt. As for the food, you talked about the prices of food. If actually the with the research I carried out last week in my school, we found out that 2/4 of food production in Africa are actually wasted, due to lack of storage, due to lack of electricity, and due to lack of transport system. So even though the people are producing food that can sustain them, but when those factors are not being put in place by the federal government or the institutions that are responsible for them, we will always have food shortages. And in the case of Nigeria, what we have is growing population without growth in the economy. When we have a growing population without growth in the economy, we will definitely face inflation. And if it's not taken, it can lead to hyperinflation, like the one we witnessed in Zimbabwe. So it is actually my prayer that the next coming election, we should look for people who are economically, in fact, they are versatile when it comes to economy, that can actually save this country. Any other solution is not going to work.
Thank you very much. And you hit it on the head. That's absolutely true. I like it when he said it's vice, vertically integrated corruption enterprise. Vertically integrated. Hey, you people know Buko. Good morning. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Morning, sir. What's your name? My name is Wemimo. Yes, you're speaking to me. Welcome.
And you see, funny country. We are sent very funny and people. But the way people are.
I'm so sorry. Unfortunately, your line is very bad. You might please try to call me back. I've got just 2 minutes to go. Hello?
Good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning, ma'am.
Please, let me just remain anonymous.
Okay.
Wemimo, you are talking about local government. See, try. On your own as a journalist, you want to go and make some inquiries of this local government. You will not have access, especially in Lagos. Because you see those local government officials, from the chairman to the councillors, to all the people they appoint, they must pay them all. They must, you see those money they are raking. None of them becomes those chairmen and councillors by election. They become what they become by selection, and they must pay. And for them to pay, they have to bounce back to the people. So even protested that this thing is not necessary for them to collect, there was you have no means of avoiding them. So they too, they will tell you they have to. See, in a situation, you are in the local government every Friday. Go and make your go and do your investigation every Friday. They make the share money. That they are collecting from even hawkers.
I know, and I agree. So, and like I said, at 5 a.m., in fact, I tweeted some days ago that, you see, Nigerians can never be pushed to the wall. That's a conclusion I've come to. You know, you can never be pushed to the wall. We are an unlimited edition. You would rather find excuses about why you can't do anything about it. So, cheers. Here's my water. Cheers. Cheers to more expensive prices. Right. If you're going to just keep cooking up excuses, You can't do anything about it. Yeah, oh yeah, now. We're here together. But that's my show for today. I'm out of here. Jimmy Sue is in here in a few minutes after the news on the hour with Daily Digest. And then it's What's Up Lagos at 10, Sunnyside at 12, Hard Facts at 3, Sports in the Evening, more talk all through the night. My name is Wemimo Adewuni. My work's done for now. I'll see you again around. Good morning.
Patience. thanks and pray to God.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria.